Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing Christina Hills. She is going to talk about something she's been doing now for a couple of years. I was in this course, I guess, 2 years ago, and it's her website creation workshop. So welcome, Christina.
Thank you, Connie. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, this program really changed the way I was able to do things with WordPress in terms of setting up my own sites. Before that, I could do a few things here or there, but I really could never take a project to completion.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Connie, and what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about WordPress. And we're going to talk about WordPress not just as a blogging platform, but as a way to have your website without a webmaster. So, Connie, do you want me to give a little bit of background? I don't know how well your audience may know me, or do you...
Yes, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself? I feel like I do talk about you on a regular basis, but there are some people that perhaps have not heard me. So you tell your story and let us know more interesting things about you.
Okay. Well, many people know me as the Shopping Cart Queen, and I've been online since 2003, teaching shopping cart systems and internet marketing. And what I was discovering as I was working with my students is that the webmaster part of hooking up the shopping cart to your website was a big problem for people. And so when I discovered that WordPress could be used as a website, not as a blog, I realized, this is the solution. Because many people have said to me, Christina, why don't you just teach Dreamweaver, because I know Dreamweaver. And I said, no, it's too technical. It's not the kind of thing that business people really want to learn. And so along comes WordPress, and that I was like, okay, this is the solution. This is what I'm going to teach. It's easy to use, and it's incredibly flexible. And that's what we're going to cover today as we go through this handout. And I'll just say where the handout is again at website creationworkshop.com/Connie handout.
And Christina, you've really just perfected this. No one is doing what you're doing. We've heard all along that your blog is a website, but yet no one finished that thought and did what you're doing. So this is really unique training and things that really change what we're able to do in an online business.
Right, because I'm not specifically teaching blogging, although that is a big part of it. But the focus is a website, not necessarily a blog. Well, why don't I go through the agenda of what we're going to cover today?
All right.
And then we'll just keep going. So first I'm going to talk about Web 1.0 versus Web 2.0 and what is WordPress. I'm going to show you some case studies of WordPress websites. I'm going to talk a little bit about web hosting and WordPress. Then I'm going to talk about a topic that I love, which is social media and Web 2.0 and how WordPress fits into that. Then we're going to talk about building your email list and getting repeat traffic, and then selling your products and services from your site. So let's just dive in, Connie, and what we'll do is we'll just be going through the handout, and then you can, you know, add in your comments as I go along.
All right.
Sound good?
Yes.
All right, so why WordPress? Well, in the old-fashioned days, we had Web 1.0 websites, and in order to have an online presence, you had to have know either Dreamweaver or Frontpage or HTML editors or JavaScript. You had to know all this techie stuff. And we can see on the screen illustration number one. That's a screenshot of Dreamweaver. And it's just too technical and cumbersome. But one of the things that I don't like about the web 1.0 days is that all of your files were stuck to one computer. So it's very common, and I'm sure, Connie, you've heard this story where you say to somebody, I say to somebody, you know, well, do you have a website? And they say, well, yes, but it's my webmaster has it. And, well, do you have any of your files? Do you have any of your pictures? No, he has it. Well, can you get it? Well, he wants me to pay him this extra payment, which I didn't agree to, blah, blah. You know, I'm sure you've heard.
Yes, and I had that where they wanted $60 paid in advance before they would even take the email question from me to make a small change.
Yeah.
And I had to do that. There was nothing I couldn't do it because everything was on his site.
Right, and here's the thing. You know, you can't reach them by email. They don't return your phone calls. They don't make changes on the weekend, and they overcharge you for small changes. And, you know, it's not, Connie, that they're bad people. I'm not trying to say that, but they're busy, and your business is not as that important to them as it is to you. And it takes time for them to sort of get around to it. And sometimes they don't get around to it. And, you know, I've worked with them as well.
And
sometimes, can be frustrating.
Yeah, and sometimes that one person, then you can't reach them at all. So you're trying to find out who took over for that person to see
right.
if you can form a new relationship to get your site built.
Right. Well, today in our Web 2.0 world, we have WordPress. And what WordPress is a free content management software that you install on your own web hosting. You get your own web hosting, and that's also referred to as your own servers, and you then use that to create your website. So WordPress is the underlying software, and really your visitors don't really need to know that your website is WordPress. I'm telling you that because I'm speaking to you as a business owner, right? So you need to know what the platform is, but your visitors don't need to know it. And again, like we've been mentioning, it was originally known as a blogging platform, but you can use it for any type of website. And I'm going to be going through some case studies of different kinds of sites that you can use. Now, some of the benefits of WordPress is you can access it from any internet connection. So, like I mentioned before, it's not tied to one computer. So you can be on your desktop, you can be on your laptop, you could be at an internet cafe, you can be anywhere you have a live internet connection, you can access your site. WordPress works on Macs as well as PCs. And Connie, this one is my favorite. You can give separate access to business partners and assistants.
Yes.
So you don't have to share your favorite password. I don't know about you, Connie. I do not like to share my favorite password.
No, either do I. And sometimes I would change it and then have to go back to it. This is easier.
Right, right. So, and you can give your assistants different levels of access. Now, you might be listening to me and you might be thinking, well, Christina, I don't have an assistant yet. It's just me. Well, what's great is when your business grows to the point where you're so busy, you automatically have this functionality that you can turn on and give your assistant a different access. And they can have different levels, too. So you don't have to give them the full admin access. You can give them sort of a lower-level access. With WordPress, your design is separate from your content. So you can change your design and keep your same content. You can have different designs. So in the old days of building websites, if you wanted to update the look of your site and you went back to your webmaster, they'd go, oh, lady, that's going to be a whole nother rebuild. You know? And that's true. That's what
yes.
it took because it was so locked together. With WordPress, it's separate. WordPress has worldwide support from developers because it's free open source software. So what that means is there are programmers around the globe contributing to WordPress and working on it and making it better. And you don't have to know HTML. No HTML knowledge is required, and as we go through the call today, I'm gonna show you what that looks like. So let's go on to part two. Now, Connie, do you think I covered an explanation of WordPress fair enough?
Yes, I think it's excellent.
Okay, good. Part two, we are at the, looking at the handout, and you can have the handout in front of you, or you can follow along on the screen, and it's at websitecreationworkshop.com/Connie handout. In order to have an online business, and I'm sure you teach this to your students, Connie, the first thing that they need to do, first thing anyone needs to do, is find a hungry market that wants what you offer and fill that need. So you need to do your own research to find a niche. And then you need to either become an expert in that niche or find an expert to work with. And then you want to make sure there's other people in the market and then just do a better job than them. Connie, do you have any comments?
No, I think this is an excellent way of breaking down what that means. And I know that for myself, that's what I did and was able to do to make my way onto the Internet, and my students are learning
right. This
idea.
And like you mentioned, you know, there's other people teaching WordPress, but they're not coming at it with the same orientation that I am.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
You found that need in the marketplace, and we've been hungry for 2 years or more so far, so
yeah. We're
still going to be hungry.
Well, what I love about my course, and I'm going to talk about my course a little bit later on in the call, but with WordPress is so rich and so deep that the more you learn it, the more you go, oh, my God, I can't believe it can do that too. And I've been teaching this for 2 years, and I continue to come across, oh, my God, I didn't know it could do that too. So it has this depth to it. But unlike Dreamweaver, you have to, like, learn all that depth to begin with,
mm-hmm.
right? With WordPress, you can get started and just build a simple site if that's where you're at, and then you can go deeper and deeper and deeper. And that sort of leads me to the next part that I'm going to talk about, the case studies. What I want to focus on right now is your business can have multiple websites or just one website. But when you're building a website, you want to get clear on the purpose of your website. What do you want your site to do? So are you building a blog? Do you want a traditional blog? Are you building a regular website, also known as a CMS, which means content management system? So if you hear the term CMS, it just means regular website. Are you building an opt-in page, also known as a squeeze page or a landing page? Are you building a sales letter? Maybe you're building a hybrid site or a membership site. And these are just a few of the different examples of the kind of sites you can build. So
I know you got more into membership sites in the past year, and that's so important to most of my students.
Yeah, and there's lots of different ways to have a membership site. There's sort of simple ways to do a membership site, and there's more complicated ways to do a membership site. And WordPress gives you the flexibility of which way you want to go. Let's look at some of the visuals. What we're doing here on this webinar is we're going through my handout, and I like to teach with pictures. I find pictures make it much easier to understand. So illustration number two, there is a blog site, and it's a traditional blog-looking site where you there's the post in the middle. And then let's move on to illustration number three. I love this one, Connie. I don't know if you've seen it before. This is from Satori Yoga Studio. This was a yoga instructor who wanted to build a site for her yoga studio. Illustration number three, a total non-techie.
Yeah,
and look how beautiful and professional that site is.
Yes.
And it's amazing what you can do without being technical at all. Illustration number four, this is a screenshot of my site, christinasresources.com. And this is just a very simple one-page regular site with just a bunch of links on it. And I don't have any navigation, and because the purpose of it is I just wanted a place where I could send people for all my resources. I didn't want a blog. I didn't want the interaction. It's just a static site.
Perfect.
Then illustration number five is, and I've got two examples of an opt-in page. This is from my squeeze page, for the website creation workshop, where I have a video, some copy, and an opt-in box. And I use this site when I'm doing any kind of advertising where I want to send people to the opt-in page. And this site is WordPress, and it uses a theme that lets me change the background look and look at illustration number 6. Illustration number 6 is, again, a WordPress site, and it has just a little bit more of a fun background. And I don't know, Connie, do your people know about the Alice in WordPress Land video series I'm doing?
Yes, I have sent out most of those just this morning, as I was only able to put it on Twitter. I didn't send it to everyone.
Okay.
But it's an excellent theme of what you're doing. If you want to talk a little bit about it, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And what I'm doing is my daughter and I, and you can see in illustration number 6, I'm the white rabbit. That's me, and there's my daughter. She's dressed up as Alice. And we're doing a spoof on Alice in Wonderland called Alice in WordPress Land. And so far we have 4 videos in the series of telling the story of Alice being lost in WordPress Land and tired of her lazy webmaster and wanting to build her website on her own. And she meets various characters. Today's character she met was the Cheshire Gravatar cat. So it's the Cheshire cat. And she's met Tweedledum and Tweedledee and also some talking flowers. And it's a lot of fun using video in your marketing. And actually that's one of the things that I'm teaching in one of my modules, is adding audio and video to your site. And I've got some real simple ways to show people how to add audio and video. And yes, Terry, you'll have to go see it, and you'll want to follow Connie's links. I'm sure she'll send them back out again.
Yes.
It is as funny as my Julia Child imitations. I did that last semester. So, let me keep going. Move down here. Then you, with WordPress, you can build one-page sales letter sites. And here's a screenshot of a one-page sales letter site for my Instant Teleseminar training. There's a screenshot of the top, illustration 7, and then illustration number 8, there's a Purchase Now button. So with WordPress, you can have a sales letter site, and nobody knows it's WordPress. Now, this image, illustration number 9, I love showing this because it was the Grass Valley Nutcracker that sparked me building this course, developing this course. And what happened was, this was a little over 2 years ago, my daughter was taking dance lessons from this small dance company, and they were putting on the Nutcracker, and they needed a website. And my husband said, oh, let's build it in WordPress. And I go, no, no, that's too hard and it's too complicated. This is before I really knew WordPress. And he said, yes, look, let's do it together. I can show you. So in about 15 minutes, we had the site up and live with this design. And then it took us a little bit longer because we were bickering, my husband and I, about what content should go there. And really, to have the problem of what takes you a long time is trying to make up your mind of what content to put up, that's a good problem to have, because that you can solve, that you can make the decision. Having the problem of my hands are tied by technology and I can't do anything, that's a bad problem to have, and that's what I like to remove in the website creation workshop. So look at this site, illustration number 9 on the handout. It looks like a regular site. It doesn't look like a blog. You see the menu at the top. But what this is, what I mean by hybrid, is see in illustration number 9 in the lower left-hand corner where it says recent news?
Yes.
That's the blog part. We're not calling it a blog. We're just calling it recent news. And you can do the same thing with your site. You don't have to call it a blog. You can call it recent news. You can call it events coming up. You can call it your newsletter. One of my students, Lori Morgan Ferraro is putting up her newsletter as a WordPress blog. And when you do your newsletter online, you're getting all that search engine juice.
Yes.
The search engines find you. So, you know, don't just use Constant Contact to send out your newsletter. Search engines don't find that.
Right, it's lost forever, and you never get any benefit from it. It's sort of like a traditional newspaper.
Exactly.
It's gone.
Right, and Connie, I know you're a prolific writer, and you write articles all the time. And when you write articles and you put them on your blog, your site grows and grows, and it gives the search engines more and more ways to find you. The other thing that I like to do with WordPress is you can have it as a membership site. So you can protect your site with a password-protected login, and you'll see that on illustration number 10. And then you'll see illustration number 11. That is a screenshot from my fall classroom. And what I do is each time I run this course, I create a new classroom. That's a new members area. I call it the classroom. And that has all the information you need for the course.
And it's a wealth of information, but I think you have organized it so that, like for me, I'm severely dyslexic. So sometimes it's so confusing. I know something's there and I just can't find it. The way you've done it all this time, I'm able to go in there and it makes sense. I say, okay, this is what I need. Oh, it's going to be right here. And
right.
I really appreciate that as someone that, you know, has a learning disability. And as a new person on the Internet, I think it's just as important.
Yeah, and the other reason why I like to have everything in a membership site is, I don't know about you, Connie, but it drives me crazy when I sign up for somebody's program and all the info's in an email. And
yeah.
So if I lose the phone number, I now have to scramble and find the email, and did I delete it? And then I have to, you know, I create a folder and I move all the emails into a folder. I don't do it that way.
No, and sometimes we don't even receive the email that we're searching for. It never
exactly.
actually came to us.
Because sometimes email just doesn't come through for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And so the way my class is designed is all the info is in the members area, and the emails are just reminders. You don't have to save them. And let me scroll down now to illustration number 12. I love this one.
Yeah.
This is an artist site. And does that look like WordPress?
No, not at all. When I first saw this, I guess I thought you threw in something as a comparison. And then
no.
I looked and I, you know, like this is the regular traditional website. And then I see, no, it is WordPress. It's
yeah,
amazing.
It's a WordPress site. And this is from one of my students, Dr. Anka Martilog. And she signed up for my class to build a business site. And then at the end of the semester, she had three websites built. And this was her husband's paintings. And, you know, she just was so excited about being able to use WordPress, take control. And, again, I loved seeing this. And, Connie, is it okay with you? I have just a little audio clip from her that
yes,
I'd like
yes,
to play.
Yes.
Okay, let me play this.
Hi, Christina. This is Dr. Anka Martilog from dranka.com and telehealthsecrets.com. I wanted to thank you a million for the class that just finished, Get Rid of Your Webmaster. Before taking the class, I've heard about you from my joint venture partners who took courses with you before, so I knew they were a great teacher. What I didn't know is that you are one of the few people on the Internet who actually under-promises and over-delivers. I've trained with many gurus over the last year over the Internet, but none of them gave me the kind of wings you have. I haven't had this sense of accomplishment since graduating from medical school after 20 years of schooling. With your teachings, I was able to do things in 15 minutes that my webmasters made me wait for 6 months. You made it very easy for me to keep up with the class, and I want to thank you for the special attention you gave me. Funny thing is that I think that all the students felt as special as I do. Thank you, Christina. You raised the standards of Internet education, and I hope I can only follow your steps with my teachings. Your class has proven to be the best investment this year, and I'm so happy that I can finally take control over my website and my blog so I don't have to wait on my webmaster and waste time and money on them. Thank you so much. We'll see you soon.
I love that. I was able to do things in 15 minutes that my webmasters made me wait for 6 months. And it's just so I hear the story again and again and again.
You empower us.
That's what it's about. It's about empowering you to, you're an entrepreneur, you've got an idea, you want to execute it, and to be able to just go and run with it. Well, let's move on to part three. Now, what I'm going to do in this section is I'm going to walk you through the steps of creating a page in WordPress. So here we are creating your website. In this instance, we're going to create a page. Illustration 13, again, it's just a screenshot from the Grass Valley Nutcracker. And this is what your viewers see when they come to your site. But then you, as the business owner, we're now in illustration number 14, you have a special login that you go and you enter your username and password so you can log in the back end. And we see that illustration number 15, and there is the admin dashboard. Now, Connie, I just want to mention to everybody about one of the ways that I teach. I don't say, okay, class, now we're going to spend a whole hour and go over the whole dashboard and bore you to tears with this technical stuff, right?
No, you don't do that at all.
That is not fun, right?
No.
What I do is I show you, here's what you need to learn right now. All that other stuff, just ignore it. You don't understand that? Don't look at it. Just look at this. And I guide people through the correct way, I believe, to learn how to build a site with WordPress. In fact, there's a couple of books that I recommend in the course, and I tell people to not read the book cover to cover because books always start in the wrong place. They always start in the boring stuff. And yes, this is WordPress.org that I am teaching, not WordPress.com. And when I talk about servers, I can reference that again. So what I do is I take you through, just look at this, ignore that, and I help reduce overwhelm that sometimes people have when they're learning something online. So here's the admin dashboard. And again, this is what you see. Your visitors don't see it. That's on illustration 15. Illustration 16 now is we're going to create a page. So you click and you say add new page. We're looking at illustration 16. And then you want to write your title, you want to type in your content, and you want to click publish. And see those little icons up there at the top? Those are, you know, kind of similar to Microsoft Word. You want to bold it, italicize it. You just type. And then illustration 17, now if you want to edit it, you can just log in and click to edit it, and you can change your headline, you can add a paragraph, you can fix typos, and then you click update page. And think back to working with a web person, how you then had to email or call them to get a paragraph changed or typo changed or headline changed. And when you click update page, then illustration 18, now you see your page
I think that's
on the internet.
Most frustrating when you email someone and, you know, even if they charge you, you just want it fixed, and maybe somebody lets you know on the weekend that you have a typo or you didn't finish a sentence or something small, and you can't reach them until the next week, and all this time has passed. Instead, with this, you just go in, it takes 5 minutes.
Right.
And you're done.
And 5 minutes, you've made a change.
Yeah, and you can do it at 2 o'clock on a Saturday night or in the morning.
Right, and that's what I like. I mean, I get inspired, you know, Friday nights or early Sunday mornings when I want to do something. Let's look now right underneath illustration number 18.
Well, that's my student, Audrey.
Your student, Audrey, that's right.
Yes.
Audrey Sussman came to me with this illustration number 19. This is her before. This is her website before. One of the things that happens in my program is I have students who already have a site that they want to rebuild, and I also have students who are starting a site from scratch. So whether you're rebuilding an existing site or starting from scratch, either way you can do it with WordPress. So Illustration number 19, boy, does that look late 1990s.
Yes.
I mean, when I saw that, I got so excited because I was like, Audrey, we can make this look so much better.
Yeah.
And she had no control of that, and she wanted to add an opt-in box. And look at illustration 20. There she added an opt-in box, and her picture looks much more professional, but it didn't quite have the look and feel she was going for. And now scrolling down, let's look at illustration 21.
Yeah.
You know, it has this calm, serene sunrise, and her content is the same, right? She still has a picture, she has an opt-in box, but her design has changed. And this is one of the things we do in Module 2. In Module 2, oh, there, Dixie is having a problem. I'm wondering if I can tell her to call in.
Yeah, here, what I'm doing is I'm writing back privately to people.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I am.
And you're sending them the number?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm just going to send this to everybody one more time. All right, excellent. In Module 2, that's when we learn about design. They're called themes. And in my course, I've got different themes that I give you, and I let you play around with changing the designs, and you see how the feel of your site changes. Let's move on to part four. And am I going too fast, or is this
just
an okay
perfect
pace?
Just perfect.
Okay, part four is where I'm talking about web hosting and WordPress, and we're looking at illustration number 22. I recommend that people use WordPress.org. Okay, that doesn't mean your domain name has to be a .org name. There's two versions of WordPress. There's .org and .com. And I did one of my Tweedledee and Tweedledum video.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, it explains the differences between .org and .com. And with .org, that's self-hosted, you get your own domain name and you get hosting. Well, hosting is very inexpensive. It's, you know, I pay $100 a year.
Yeah.
And I can have unlimited domains.
Yeah, that's what I
and
have.
And I use Bluehost, I don't know.
Yes, I use the same one.
Okay.
Easy
now,
to
let's
use.
Look at illustration number 22, and I'm going to explain sort of the relationship and how it works. When you buy a domain name, and for some people this will be basic, and for others this will be, you'll have an aha moment. When you buy a domain name, often people go to GoDaddy, but you can go anywhere, and you pay like $8 a year, all you've purchased is the name. You don't have a site yet. You just have the name, and it's now your name, and nobody can take it. The web hosting is the hosting that holds all your files. So this is how I like to think of the relationship. You buy the domain name, and you get your web hosting. Your hosting is your house. So see that in illustration 22. That's your building. That's your house. And your domain name is your sign that you hang on your house. Okay? So if you decide to change hosting companies, you move all your stuff to the new building, and you just take your label. You take your sign, and you carry it with you, and you put it on the new house. So that, what I'm just described, is referred to as the DNS. Okay, I'm getting technical for a second, the domain name servers. So if you ever hear somebody say, you know, point your name servers here, that's what they're talking about. And that's what that little arrow is that pointer. So you get your domain name, you get your hosting, and then you point your domain name to where your files are all hosted. So when somebody goes to yourname.com, they see your site. And sometimes, I don't know about you, Connie, I often buy the .org and the .net version.
Yes.
Of my name, and I hang those signs so they also, you know, point to the same hosting or misspellings.
Yes, I can remember a webmaster telling me it would take weeks to change the DNS. And I said, oh, okay.
Did he really?
I didn't know. This was 5 years ago, and I never even questioned it. And then when I saw it, I thought, he was just busy. He didn't want to do anything for me.
And yes, you can change your blog post title, and I do see we have some questions, and some of them I'll answer throughout, and we may be able to take some questions at the end. So that is explaining how domain name and hosting works. And as I said in the Tweedledum and Tweedledee video, you want to have your own hosting and your own servers, because then you are in total control. When you go with the free blogging systems like Blogger or WordPress.com, they have control of your site, and they can decide they don't like you, and they can shut down your site. And with, like, Blogger, it has the Blogger branding on it. It doesn't have your branding. So I'll leave it up to that video for people to watch
yeah.
to explain that.
Yeah, you have to own your business.
You have to own your business. Well, when I designed this course, I thought to myself, okay, what's going to be a stumbling block for people, and how can I remove that?
Yes.
And I thought, all right, what I'll do in my course is I will install a WordPress website for you. So each student who signs up for my class, they get a WordPress site installed immediately that you can immediately start using. Now, this site is on my servers, and I like to refer to it as your playground area or your sketch area, and it's where you develop your site. It's not your final resting place that your business will reside in, but it's a place that you can work like a sketch pad and have me there coaching you as you build your site. So look at illustration number 23. That's a plain WordPress site. That's what it looks like initially. So when my team sends you, here's your site, it'll look something like that. And then illustration 24, this is one of my students at the end of the course. That's what her site looked like.
Yeah, gorgeous.
And it's really, really a beautiful site. So you don't have to decide. Like, I don't know about you, Connie, but I will buy, you know, five different names, and then I can't decide, well, should I call it this or should I call it that? You know,
yeah.
My students get started right away. They don't have to decide the name of their site yet, because sometimes that will come together as you're building it.
Yeah, that works out so well.
Exactly. I have another testimonial from Devel. Do you think I have time to play that? Do your students mind if we go
Yeah, I think they want to hear this.
Okay, so let me play that. And this is one of my students. It's a pretty amazing story.
Well, one thing that happened that I don't think I ever told you was that when I first started my company and I hired the web people to host and do my marketing and build my site, one company were crooks, so I had to leave them. Another group said they could do all these different things for me, but then they found out, oh, no, we don't do meta tags. So had to get rid of them because they lied to what they could do. And, of course, I'm new to all this. I didn't know anything about it. Hired another company, and the president got skipped town because he was accused of 11 counts of child molestation. So he became a fugitive and skipped the country. So his site went down. I think I spent, in about 2 years' time frame, about $200,000. Because each time I lost a site, I couldn't get that code to be moved over and had to rebuild it and rebuild a shopping cart.
Oh, my God. So, Devel, you're saying you spent over $200,000 on webmasters.
Yeah.
And then you took my class.
And then I took your class. And what, now it's, you know, at $50 or something like that? I mean, not your class, but I mean what I have to pay now to host everything.
That's an amazing story. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty extreme story.
Yeah.
But I'm sure people listening have either had something similar or have a friend who's had something similar. And my favorite one is where they hold the site hostage until
yes.
you make another payment. One of my students had this happen. You know, he had to pay another $500 before he could get anything out of his webmaster. And you just,
yeah.
you don't want to be dependent. That's what this is about.
No, and many new people end up just giving up. They say, oh, I guess I just can't do a business online. And that really breaks my heart.
Right. because you can. You can. Anybody can get started. Let's talk about social media and Web 2.0 techniques. What I love about WordPress is that you have this ability to have comments on your pages and posts. And some people think the comments only can show up on the blog posts, but that's not true. You can have comments on pages. So and here's a common way to do that. Let's say you want to have a site and you don't want to have a blog, but you want a page on your site to have like a frequently asked questions, and you have the answers to the frequently asked questions. Well, you could leave a comment box open because maybe a reader has thought of a question that you haven't put the answer to. So your site can have this comment interaction, and they can put it in, then you go, ooh, that's a good idea, and you can then thank them and remove their comment and then add it into your FAQ page. That's just one idea. So illustration 25, here I've got some of my students commenting and then me commenting back. And there's my, these little images right next to the comments, those are gravatars. And if you see the Cheshire Cat video, that's what I'm referring to, is gravatars. Now, some people, Connie, are worried about having an open comment box on their site. Well, illustration 26, you can have your comments moderated.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I do that too. So you can just make sure that an appropriate comment comes in. I mean, this morning I got a comment and it said, hi, baby. Like, bam, you know, delete.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, WordPress, you can think of WordPress as your own social media site. Now, the two biggest social media sites that I use and I talk about is Twitter, and you can see that in illustration number 27, Twitter and Facebook. Now, here's where it gets really fun, Connie. You can have Twitter and your WordPress website, look at illustration 28, integrated together.
Ooh.
So that when you make a post to your WordPress blog, and I'm going to call it a blog, but you can call it your newsletter. Just use the term blog. You can have it automatically post and go over to Twitter. Now, see on illustration 28, it says new blog post colon.
Mm-hmm.
You can make that to be anything you want. Latest news, read this, check this out. And then it puts the headline of your post and then a little link to send people back.
Yeah, and that's amazing.
And so then Facebook, illustration number 29. Here's the Facebook, my Facebook wall on my profile. And then I have my blog posts showing up on my Facebook wall. And you can see that in illustration number 31. And so what I like to think of WordPress as, you know, my blog, my website creation workshop.com/blog, that is my social media site. That is where people are interacting with me, and I interact back with them. So I like to use the party analogy. You know, Twitter is a party and Facebook is a party, and you go over to the party and you interact with people and you meet people on Twitter and Facebook, and then you give them links to come back to your site. It's like, come on over to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then on your site, now they can get to know you even better, and they can see the products and services you offer. Or if you're doing like AdSense type of monetizing your blog with affiliate links or AdSense, then when people are on your site, they're more apt to click, you know, they're going to click and you're going to make money. The difference between gravatar and avatar, well, avatar is the term. Avatar just means your little picture, and gravatar.com is where you go and you open a free account, And then any time you post on any WordPress site, your little picture shows up. So I don't know where the G came from, but that's all that Gravatar means. It's a WordPress thing. You set it up once, and then any time you comment on anybody's site, your own site or any other WordPress site, your picture shows up. And what I like about pictures, and I encourage people to get a Gravatar, is, you know, you get to know me better and I get to know you better. Let me scroll back up to, you know, I get to know Tina and Catherine better because I can see their picture. It just, to me, syncs the relationship the way it does with Twitter, where you see people's pictures, and Facebook, when you see someone's picture. And people are expressing their personality based on the picture they decide to put up.
Yeah, and I like to change my picture every few months. I'm going to be getting ready for my summer picture soon.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of people who change their picture often. I don't. I'm one of those people. I keep the same picture. Partially laziness and partially I want people to recognize me. But actually, I am going to put up a new one shortly for fun. Well, we've talked about social media, and now what I want to talk about, and again, that's I cover the social media stuff in, I think it's in Module 6 of my course. I go through that. Part 6 is building your email list and getting repeat traffic. Having people come to your site and comment is great, and when they leave a comment, even though they have to put in their email address when they leave a comment, that's not building your opt-in list. You can't do traditional email marketing. So look at illustration number 32. There's a screenshot of me dressed up as Julia Child. And if you go to my site in the top nav, there's a link for my Julia Child.
Yeah, those are fantastic. Got to see those.
Yeah, that's me in a wig. And,
and the voice and everything amazing.
It was fun. I like to have fun with these videos, and I like to have fun in my class. We have fun. All the students have a lot of fun. But anyway, you want to have some kind of opt-in box, and when people opt in, then now you can do email marketing with them. And Connie, looking at illustration number 33, is this too elementary to go through this process, or do you think it would be beneficial?
Yeah, I think it's beneficial.
Okay. So here's basically how email marketing works. We're looking at illustration number 33 on the handout. And again, you can find the handout at websitecreationworkshop.com/Connie Handout. Somebody comes to your site and they see what you have to offer. It could be a newsletter, a free audio, a teleseminar, tips series, whatever you find appropriate. And they enter their name and email, and when they click, they land on a thank you page. So that's another web page that they go to. At the same time, their name and email goes into, and I have here listed shopping cart account. It goes into whatever email marketing database you're using. So if you're using Kickstart Cart or One Shopping Cart, Marketer's Choice, Aweber, GetResponse, Constant Contact, it's all the same. And then the email marketing system looks up, okay, what did they opt into, and sends the autoresponder out to the prospect. So that's kind of the behind the scenes what happens. Well, one of the things I do in my class, Connie, is I have a whole module. We spend a whole week on email marketing, but I teach how to do what is referred to as blog broadcasting.
Oh, great.
So what happens with blog broadcasting, and I love this thing that WordPress can do, see illustration 34, this is one of my success stories. Here was a blog post. I posted to the blog, and then automatically an email was sent out. So I didn't have to do anything. I hook it up once, and then anytime I post to my blog, an email comes out to anybody who had opted in. This just totally removes a whole bunch of work. So you could be out you could be out in the park with your iPhone, and the iPhone has an app for WordPress. You can see something interesting in the park and then post it through your iPhone to your WordPress blog, WordPress website, and then it will immediately, and if you set this up to go out immediately, it will immediately shoot an email out to all your email subscribers. Love this
feature. Yeah, that's excellent.
Yeah, I love it. And this is what I do in the class. I do blog broadcasting. So in my course, as you're going through as a student, you get to experience how I'm using it in this classroom environment and how I'm blog broadcasting to the students. So it'll give you ideas on how you might want to do things. Now, I have this section here that is maybe a little bit technical, but once I explain it, it will seem very simple.
Okay.
I don't know if you teach what RSS is.
I don't teach it in detail, not like what you're doing.
Okay. So I think this will be beneficial.
Yes.
Because I remember I was at a internet marketing event when I was a newbie years ago, and I had heard about RSS. And I was like, what is RSS? And I kept talking to people, and nobody could explain it to me. And then when I finally figured out what it was, I was like, oh, wow, that's a lot simpler than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So illustration 36, that is the RSS feed icon. And you don't have to have AWeber to do blog broadcasting. You can do it with other systems. That is what I use. I use AWeber. That was just a little question that caught my eye. So RSS means really simple syndication. So what that means is when you post to your blog, your information shoots out for other people to pick up. So look at illustration number 37. That might look familiar to you. You come to a site and you see that little logo, and you might see these other little buttons, add to Google, add to my Yahoo, etc. And all that means, those are for the people who, instead of getting their information via email, they like to get their information via a feed reader. So let me show you an example. Illustration number 38 is a feed reader. So what some people do, this is from the user side, right? And when I teach, we talk about wearing our user hat and our business owner hat. And you have to keep putting on the different hats, seeing things through the eyes of your visitor, your customer, and also seeing things through your eyes. So this illustration number 38, that is from a Google feed reader. So that's just a website, my iGoogle site. And when I boot up my computer in the morning and this loads up as my default page, I see the top headlines. Okay, now here's the great thing, and it says blog feeds. These are the WordPress feeds. So when you post to your blog, all your readers who are reading their content via these feed readers, they see your headlines pop up. And so this is another way that you automatically get exposure for your website. And here's the part I love, Connie. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything for this to happen. It just happens automatically. Let's move on. Illustration number 39. WordPress lets you build your site so that it can grow with you. So look at illustration 39. That's what my site looked like in January 2009. I had just a simple logo, one row of navigation. And then fast forward 6 months later to June 2009, and now I have a different header graphic. I've got two rows of navigation. I've got different stuff on the sidebar. So unlike the old days of working with a webmaster, where the webmaster would say, I'm not going to start your site until you give me every single piece of content.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That's not how life is, you know? If you wait till you have every single piece of content, you're going to wait forever. The important thing is to get started. So illustration 39, you know, I got started. I just had a few pages. And I didn't have many blog posts, and I had a logo. Boom. I was up and running. And then as I added more and more content, I added a second row of navigation. So really, that's one of the things I love about WordPress. It can grow with you.
Yeah, because like with any business, they wouldn't have it. It would always be evolving over time.
It's always evolving over time, yes, always evolving. And what I teach, we're moving on to part 7, I do teach one shopping cart in this course. Module 4 is all about selling your products and services, and I have a shopping cart training that goes along with my course. And so you'll learn, if you want, you'll learn how to sell your products and services. And here is a screenshot from one of my students, and he has added his shopping cart buy button because he's selling his ebook. And so if you've got a product to sell, you can sell it. You don't have to use one shopping cart. If you're really getting started, you can use PayPal as a shopping cart. I don't recommend it long term, but I do recommend it if that's the only thing you can do and you want to get started fast. Or you can sell any shopping cart system you can add to it. Any time they give you a link to get to the shopping cart, you can add it. Now look at illustration 42. You can have affiliate products on your site. So you can have on the right sidebar, you can have affiliate products. You can also sell advertising. You can have relationships with advertisers and sell advertising on your site. You can also sell Google. You can do Google AdSense,
mm-hmm.
make money that way. There are many different ways to make money. Maybe you're a realtor, and the way you make money is you want people to call you or fill out a form so that you can follow up with them and maybe send them some brochures or literature. So these are the kinds of things you can do with WordPress. Now, what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about who might want to take this course with me. People who don't have a website yet, people who have a website but they want to rebuild it. I have people who have a website but they want to build another one without their webmaster. I've got people new to WordPress, and I also have students who've been working with WordPress. And what I do, what this is a coaching program. We get very involved. I get very involved with my students. I get to know my students because I'm helping you work on your site together. And here's, I had this one student tell me, Christina, what I like about the way you teach is you break everything down to the kindergarten level. And that's kind of how I think of it, is we start out in kindergarten and I'll take you up through college. And I don't have the audio clip of one of these testimonials I want to mention, but I have non-techies who couldn't do anything, and then at the end of the course, they're editing the style sheets. And people are like begging me, like, teach us more, teach us more. So I do teach a little bit of HTML tips, you know, because people are asking for them. And it's really satisfying when I hear, wow, somebody went in and they customized their theme and they edited the style sheet and they weren't afraid. And that's what I do. I want to take away the fear, and that's why I install a site for you so you can't mess it up. You have a website, you can't mess up. Nobody sees it.
I know with me, you know, when I took it, I had to be absent the second week and maybe even the beginning of the third week, and I never felt embarrassed to just email you and, you know, say, you know, I've missed this and now I'm catching up with the lessons, but this is a question that I have that's important. You're just right there for us, and it just made me feel so comfortable that I could go through that learning process with you and with the other students. It was nice to interact with the other people at the same time that you were helping all of us.
Right, and seeing what they're doing. So here's,
yeah, get some ideas.
On my screen, you can see, here's an example of what your student project will look like before, And now I'm just going to scroll down to just a few of the afters and look how vastly different these sites are. I mean, they're totally different. Totally different. Those are just a few of some of the sites that my students have built. Can I just review the class schedule?
Yes, yes. We want to know what's going on exactly.
All right. It's an 8-module course, but I added an orientation week. Connie, this is new this semester, where I'm going to teach some internet marketing fundamentals and the big picture. So during orientation week, my team is going to be getting everybody their student projects. So as people sign up, then my team gets started getting their student projects sent off to them. And I want to have an orientation week for the newbies who just want some internet marketing fundamentals. And so I'll have a teleseminar. This is the structure of the class. It's Tuesday there's a teleseminar, and then Wednesday and Thursday are Q&A webinars. You don't have to come to both webinars. You can pick the one you want to come to, or you don't have to come at all. Connie, I have students who take my course. They never show up for a webinar.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the semester, they pop up with this testimonial on a beautiful website. And I say, wow. And I remember one student was like, wow, so tell me about your experience. And they were like, you know, I couldn't make the calls, but I just listened to the replays, and I read the transcripts, and I watched your mini videos, and I just followed along. So what I like to do in my class is have, you know, different modalities. Some people are the webinar interactive types. They want to ask their questions live. Other people don't. They want to just watch a mini video. And what I mean by a mini video is I like to keep my videos under 10 minutes. So if you want to do this, here's a little video on how to do it. You want to do this other thing, here's a little video. Some people want to read transcripts of teleseminars, so they read the transcripts. Some people want to listen, so I have different ways to learn.
And it's nice you give us some time off in between. There's the the break week.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
if
people are working during the day and they can't make the 11 Pacific or the 2 Eastern, then you just plan on Tuesday evening. That could be the time. Or even Wednesday evening could be the time when you catch up, when you watch the replay, and then you're ready for either Wednesday or Thursday for the Q&A webinar workshop.
Right, and the Wednesday Q&A is at 7 p.m. Eastern,
mm-hmm.
so it is later in the day. So what happens in Module 1? Let me just go through the different modules. Module 1 is all about creating your web pages fast and easy. So we dive in and we start making web pages. So even if you don't have your content, it doesn't matter. I give you placeholder content. It's important to roll up your sleeves and get in there and start making stuff. So that's what we do right away. We just start making stuff. Then Module 2 is your website design, and that's called WordPress themes. So I talk all about different themes, how to find themes. I recommend themes. You can get free themes, or you can buy premium themes. And premium themes are not expensive. They range from, you know, $10 to $100 for a theme. And that, and just think about that. To get a design, website design, for $50, $70, or even $10, it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Or you can go with the free themes, and there's thousands of free themes. Module 3 is all about adding bells and whistles to make your website rock, also known as plugins. But plugins is such a geeky term. I don't like to use that term. I use the term bells and whistles. Then we have a break week. I'm going to be traveling, and so it's nice to have a break week. And Module 1, 2, and 3 is the foundation. That is the foundation of WordPress. And then what we do, and this is why I call it a coaching program, is you learn the foundation, and then we just keep working it, developing it. So Module 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 can be taken in any order. They don't have to go in sequential order. So like you say, Connie, if you miss a week, it doesn't matter. You don't have to scramble to catch up. You just skip Module 4 and move on to Module 5. Module 4 is all about making money, selling from your website, whether it's your own products or other people's products. Module 5 is adding audio and video to your website. Now, I'm not teaching video editing, so it's not a, this is not a how to do video course per se. What I'm teaching you about is how to integrate it in to your site. And I recommend people get a flip video because that's the fastest and the easiest way to have video on your site.
Yeah, it's so simple to do that.
And when you purchase my course, and there's a link at the bottom of the handout, and you can't click it through the webinar, but at the bottom of the handout, you can click the link and get to the sales letter page. When you purchase my course, once you get inside the members area, there's some videos of me. I just set up my flip, and I filmed myself to do those little videos.
Oh, so, wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, you don't need a fancy web person to add video. But so anyway, Module 5 is all about adding audio and video. We have another break week. And then Module 6 is the social media module, and all about interacting with users. User interaction on your WordPress site, adding Twitter and Facebook and integrating those together. Then Module 7 is email marketing and building your list building and adding your opt-in box to your site. And then Module 8 is search engine optimization. And so I'm going to teach you some search engine optimization tricks and how to help your site get found by the search engines. And then we're having a little class party. It's an online class party, so you don't have to travel. And I just thought it might be nice to have sort of a wrap-up class, you know, celebration.
Yes.
Of what we've done together.
Yeah, this is just, you know, it's a complete program. People can come from various points, either brand new or they already have a site, and just get everything they need throughout this period of time, this 10-week period.
And Connie, I want to recap everything that's covered, but I think you had some kind of offer you wanted to make.
Yeah, I have a wonderful bonus that I'm going to offer if you sign up by Tuesday, next Tuesday evening. So that is the 23rd. I'm doing right now some 10K laser coaching. I have a student that wants to get into a program that I'm in where the requirement is that you make $10,000 a month online. And so she started with me last year, and a couple of months ago she started making money. So I'm working with her, and what this is going to be is you can be a fly on the wall, and you can watch as I coach her to $10,000 a month. And that will be included for people who sign up for Christina's program through Tuesday.
That is a great offer. So you're going to offer this additional bonus of this coaching where everyone gets to be a fly on the wall and listen to you as you coach this gal.
Right, listen and watch.
10K.
Yes. We're doing webinars where you can actually see what it's like to be coached by someone to keep increasing your income like that.
And to get Connie's fly on the wall coaching, you would purchase through websitecreationworkshop.com/Connie Handout. There is a button, get registered for the workshop here. You click that, it takes you to another page. Then at the bottom of the page, you can purchase, and Connie will be notified that you bought under her. And you can always list her name in the comments as you're going through the shopping cart, too, if you'd like. Let me just recap what you're going to get. So part of my class, you take my course, and you get your own student project WordPress website installed. You don't have to decide on domain names. You don't have to decide on hosting at all. You immediately get that so you can get started right away. There'll be 9 live website creation teleseminar trainings. Those are the Tuesday calls that will... You'll be on the phone with me, and you'll have a handout or listen to the replay later. I've got 18 Q&A coaching webinars. Again, you don't have to come to them. It's totally up to you if you want more individualized coaching. And some people come and don't even ask a question. They just like to hear and see what the other students are doing. There's a private classroom members area that I have, again, as we talked about in the beginning, where everything is stored, so all your info is there. Mini videos that walk you through the setup. So I've got the combination of the videos and the handouts, visual handouts. And Connie, I don't know if you took advantage of this last time, but all the Tuesday calls are being podcast.
Oh, wonderful. No, I didn't.
Yeah, so you don't have to download all the different replays. You can just plug your iPhone or iPod into iTunes and have it automatically download.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and so then you can, you know, take it with you, sit in the park and listen and have the paper handouts in your hand. And I like that because it gets people off the computer.
Yes.
And
yes.
I like being able to do that. You get the MP3 replay recordings if you're not an iPod, iPhone person. The webinar video replay recordings, you get those downloaded. Transcripts. And the big bonus is alumni get to come back for free. So even if the price of the course will go up, and I can't guarantee that it won't, I've been raising it almost every time, and I think you've told me this, Connie, that the class is actually underpriced.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, this is a full program. This is, yeah. Oh, definitely.
And so, and then there's, so that is a huge bonus. You get to come back for free. And many, if not almost all my alumni, they seem to come back because they want to build another site and they just want to have fun and they just like the coaching. And every time I teach it, you know, I learn something new and I add something, you know, new to the course. So
yes, I continue to learn from you, and it's fun for me and it's good for my business overall, and I love it. So
yeah,
thank you.
And I like it. I like it because I like to see the development. I love the transformation, Connie, that people go through from I couldn't do it to, oh my God, I can do these things myself. And I don't have these testimonials on because the two women asked not to, but they were on a call with me and they were just crying. And they were crying because they had for so many years been frustrated and stuck, and now they're not. And it was so moving. It was such a moving call.
You know, we come online and, you know, our dream is to have this business that we can do from home. And, you know, you and I have done it, and there's no need for anyone to not be able to do that. You just
right.
need to get this training and get moving with this. And by June, you'll be amazed at what will happen in your life because of this.
Yeah, and that's, for me as a teacher, that's what's satisfying, is seeing this transformation that people go through. And how what was once difficult and scary and took a long time, now they can do it. And again, I tell students, you know, get out a pad of paper or an Excel spreadsheet, because what's going to happen is you're going to start building so many sites, you're going to lose track of them, and you're going to forget how many websites you have. And I know, Connie, your students are listening to me going, yeah, I don't believe it, you know, but it's true.
Yes.
You start, you know, your wings go out and you just start flying and just building a ton of sites. So you want to keep track of how many websites you have. One of the other bonuses, and I think we're about ready to wrap up here, is I've got this interactive student area where you can mastermind with other students. And so this is kind of like my version of Facebook. It's this private area where students can talk to other students about their projects, if they want to. You don't have to. I've got students who come into my class and they just kind of want to be anonymous and they just want to learn, and then I have other students who are very interactive. So if you are ready to get started, if you are ready to not wait any longer, get your website built, not be dependent upon others, you want to go ahead and click the Get Registered for the Workshop here. And you would do that at websitecreationworkshop.com/Connie Handout. Scroll to the bottom, and there's a big button there.
And I'll just say, you know, Christina, you're so sweet and humble, and I've, you know, known you now in person and in addition to the training online. And, you know, you call this the Website Creation Workshop, but it's really building a business along with someone is what you're
right.
doing.
Right.
And it's just amazing what you do. In your background, you have so much knowledge. You've been doing this for probably twice as many years as I have online, and we benefit from that. So
right.
I appreciate you coming and, you know, sharing all this information with my people, and I hope all of you out there understand how important this is.
And again, let me just reiterate, WordPress is free. There's no licensing fee at all. You don't have to know HTML. You don't have to know HTML to build a website with WordPress. And in my class, I sometimes teach little simple, tiny stuff. I say, like, hey, guys, this is really simple. Let me just teach you this one little trick. If you know it, you know, in certain situations, it comes in handy. But you don't have to know HTML. And again, if you're ready to get started, just go to websitecreationworkshop.com/Connie Handout. This replay, I am recording this replay, will be available sometime tomorrow. So I'm going to send that out to anybody who had opted in at websitecreationworkshop.com/Connie. Anyone who opted in, you'll get that replay automatically. And, Connie, if you just want to mention one more time your extra bonus and when that bonus expires.
Right. My bonus is the 10K laser coaching that I'm doing with one of my coaching students, and that expires Tuesday evening. So when I go to sleep around 10 o'clock Pacific on Tuesday the 23rd, that's when that will expire. So we want to get you registered in Christina's course so that she and her team can get everything set up for you. Because it is like the first day of school. You want them to have everything ready for you.
Right.
And that way you can get off to a good start for your semester.
Right. So your bonus that you're offering expires Tuesday. And actually the doors of the course are closing next Thursday. So really, if you're ready to get started, take control, and you want to work with me and Connie, then I'm suggest you go ahead and take the plunge. And Connie, let me just mention the money back guarantee.
All right.
Because I didn't mention that. And then I think we can wrap up the call. You have until the end of the second module Tuesday teleseminar to decide if this is right for you. So that is 3 weeks into the course. So you're going to get your student project, you're going to get your materials we're going to send you. You're going to get your login. You're going to have everything that you need, and you're going to go through the course. If you're unhappy by the end of the second module, you can contact us, return the materials we've sent you, and say, I want my money back, and we'll give you a full refund. So really, there's no risk.
Yes, and I love how you do that. You make it simple for us, and it's an incredible, incredible course.
So, anyway, Connie, I want to just thank you for hosting this. Thank everyone to show up, and let me give you the last word, and we'll close out the call.
Well, thank you so much, Christina, for coming and sharing this information. And as always, you can email me. People just hit reply on emails I've sent. If you have a question you want to direct just at me, and I'm happy to answer that over the next day or two. And I hope that you see this as the opportunity that it is to really get your business off the ground and turn everything into all of the dreams that you have for working on the Internet. So thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you, Connie. And everyone, I'll see you in the course. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.